Scottish football's league leader. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Full time at Hampden, it finished Rangers 0, Motherwell 2. So it will be Motherwell and Celtic in the League Cup final. And we have some very unhappy Rangers fans on the phones, as you can imagine. 0141 951 1025. But also, Motherwell fans, let's hear from you. I'm sure you're happy. Let's start with James, who's a Rangers fan, though, in Drumchapel. James, how are you doing? Well, apart from the obvious, sorry.
I'm absolutely disgusted and I am embarrassed to be a Rangers supporter tonight. Words can't describe, guys, how poor my club is. And I'm talking about from the top to the very bottom. The biggest one that I blame for all the mess in this is Dave King and our board. The man has been a disgrace. We have went with the cheap option of bringing in a guy that doesn't know nothing, absolutely nothing about British football. We've then flung money at the guy, and if you're telling me Carlos Pena is worth £2.5 million, I'm worth at least four and a half then.
James wants a trial.
I've got a £50 golf bag that could do a better shift than Pena. I've wasted money yet again today to go and watch a team. Well, a team, you're going to be kidding me on. Graham Dorrance is supposed to be a Rangers man. No chance. Never in a million years is that a Rangers man. Rangers men are guys like Ian Ferguson that would go in and run through a brick wall for my club. Whatever you want of them, do not deserve to have that shirt and that badge on their shoulders. They're a disgrace.
James will be representative of the Rangers supporters tonight because he's got the scatter gun out now. It's Dave King. It's Pedro Caixinha. It's high-profile players like Peña, who was the marquee signing of the summer. And that's the way fans will look at it, because the Rangers board made a mistake with Mark Warburton. Now they've made a mistake with Pedro Caixinha, or so it would appear. How long are they going to give him now? And Pedro Caixinha's transfer policy will, of course, come under scrutiny, because he signed them. He was given good money to sign these players. I mean, I think Brendan Rodgers said that Rangers had spent more money than he had in the summertime. And it still comes down to humiliation in Luxembourg, another semi-final lost to a Motherwell team who have simply battled as underdogs are supposed to do and did not meet with the level of resistance that James and the other Rangers supporters were looking for.
James, like so many people, when you put on that jersey, you're expected to give 100%. At times, you're not going to win every game, you're not going to play great, but you are expected to work your socks off for 90 minutes or 94 minutes. I didn't see that, and I haven't seen that for a long time. Today, when they went 2-0 down, 15 minutes to go, and I didn't see the energy, that the passing got worse. And I think Dave King was there, and all the board were sitting there today. Yeah. I'll be interested to see. I'd love to be a fly in the wall in that director's room tonight.
James, let me ask you, As a Rangers fan then, you're obviously very unhappy. How did you feel about Pedro Caixinha prior to today? I want to know how much difference today has made, if that makes sense to you.
I was willing to give him, after getting beat in Europe, I was probably one of the few that was all that was saying, look, at the end of the day, European football was the people trying to concentrate on this. It was trying to get second place again and actually put a fight in against teams like your Aberdeens and your Hibernians. And I was all willing to get it. But the past two or three weeks, guys, I've seen a man that isn't fat enough, man, to be Rangers manager. I started going to see Rangers under Jock Wallace. The big man must be spinning in his grave, thinking, that's the big ghost charge of your club now. I am disgusted, guys. The standards of your club have went, and I am fed up with it, guys. I've also had to shell out another £50 to go next week, man, to see Rangers in Hart with my daughter.
You can hear the passion in James's voice. Gordon DL still at Hampden, where I'd imagine it's a bit quieter now. James will sum up the feelings of many Rangers fans, not them all. I dare say some people will come and back Pedro Caixinha after this. But having been at the game, you were the one there at the ground, Gordon. You could see it with your own eyes. Give us, you know, specifically the things that disappointed you most from a Rangers perspective.
I think the disappointing thing for me is when you make signings, Gordon, when you turn up at a League Cup semi-final, you want these signings to stand up and be counted. You look at the Rangers players today, their midfield was poor. Peña, we keep having a go at him. I don't understand why he actually gets a jersey. I really don't. I know that I said last week about the fact that he scored two goals, but I said before the game, you take his goals away and he never scored today. What does he contribute? Absolutely. He's a man down. He's 10 men. And Rangers were poor today. And I think the biggest thing for the Rangers supporters, and Derek will tell you, we get brought up as young guys going into Rangers Football Club. Didn't matter if you're 1-0 down or 2-0 down, especially at Hampden, especially in a League Cup semi-final.
You rolled your sleeves up a wee bit further.
You went to the last whistle, Derek.
Yeah, absolutely.
These players chucked it. They absolutely chucked it. And I don't think the manager with his antics and the dugouts help. But there's certainly, and you can come back to, the Rangers fans will come on and argue, and I do agree with them, Bowman should have been sent off. But you look at, Alves, with his lash out at Louis Moult, should have probably been red carded as well. But forget that, forget the referee. And if you look at the bigger picture, this team is a shambles. They're not good enough. It's simple and straightforward, and you can argue all you want. The manager's not good enough, and the players aren't good enough.
And you guys are here to look into it in a bit more detail than I am, Hugh. But that would be the thing that just me watching as someone who's seen these teams play often in the past, that would be the thing that surprised me. Even if it was 2-0, with 5 minutes to go and then 4 minutes added on, you're at least expecting Rangers to knock on the door.
Yeah.
Show some sort of reaction.
You know, Pedro Caixinha today talking about vampires and how they taste blood and they want more of it and all the rest of it. You know, he talks a wonderful game, Pedro, but they don't play a wonderful game. And the fans tonight just bring out the big black book. And the first word in the big black book is Luxembourg. The season started in embarrassment and humiliation against the fourth best team in Luxembourg. And so it goes on. Hibs went to Ibrox and won. Hearts got a draw there. Rangers play their first semi-final of the new season under Pedro Caixinha, and it's the same semi-final story as last season. Show him a semi-final and he can't win one.
Well, let's hear from the man himself, Hugh Keevans. Pedro Caixinha has been speaking in the media room at Hampden, and we can bring you his thoughts right now.
My thoughts are, first of all, congratulate the team that wins this game. And the second point, to assume all the responsibility that our team didn't want it. I'm the full responsible of it, because the way the team presents today was like a shade of the team we need to be. So the opponent play better, play their own game. We let them play their own game. We could not place our game, or we could not have the character to place our game on the pitch. And that's the main reason why the opponent win the game.
Particularly angry when you were saying to the stand, you and Stephen Robinson had words as well.
I just get a little bit angry after I saw the nose from Fabio. I think, okay, we know that the team was going to play aggressively, but there are rules that don't allow end-offs, there are rules that don't allow elbows, and that was all. I mean, that might happen on the pitch, but stays on the pitch, no problem with that. Life goes on. No, as I told you, our performance was very poor, really, really poor. We were a shade of what we need to be as a team. And when that happens, I, as a leader, need to assume it right away and directly, loud and clear. So it's not. I'm not referring to the referee. So she asked me about the situations on the pitch. I didn't refer nothing about the referees. I referred that we were very poor. We allowed the opponent to play the way they want to play the game. And of course, when the opponent play the game in the direction they want to play the game, they are more closer in order to perform that game and maybe win matches. We didn't do it, so I think we deserve to lose this match.
Hugh Keevans, this is not a night where Pedro Caixinha is going to get any praise. So very, very, very slightly, at least he acknowledged that his team were poor, yeah, and didn't go searching for excuses.
That was an honest appraisal of what happened. The man has held his hands up. The performance was very, very poor. Never mind the referee and his inconsistencies. Never mind who should have gone off the park. Rangers were very, very poor, and he, Pedro Caixinha, says, I assume full responsibility for that. So he's honest. He's not attempting to sugarcoat this in any way. He's simply saying Motherwell were better than Rangers.
I'm delighted he came out that way, Hugh, because it would have been so easy to take the gloss off of Motherwell by saying that.
Yeah.
He should have been down to 10 men, blah, blah, blah. His team didn't play on the day. End of story. He said the best team won, we were very poor, they played better. That sums it all up. The Rangers fans don't want to hear that on the way home.
But now, Derek, the Rangers fans, what they want to know is, why were Rangers so poor? Why did Motherwell outfight Rangers?
He can't do that because he's obviously worked hard all week on how they were going to play. We said that he worked his team because he knew Motherwell were great at set pieces and everything else. So they worked hard and hard and hard. And then, for me, the goalkeeper gives away the first goal.
Yeah.
You know, and then poor marking for the second goal. You know, the umpteen chances didn't take them. I mean, maybe the manager can't do anything about if players
like that. Maybe you've answered your own question, Derek, because you can work hard without working right.
Mm-hmm. And it certainly they wasn't right because they've not done their homework. Because I was watching the corner coming in, Gordon, and if you watch it back on TV,
Louis Moult's unmarked.
There's two Motherwell players standing unmarked. They were zonal marking. And the ball come over, yes, you can point to the goalkeeper.
But the goalkeeper's made a mess of it, that's the difference.
Yes, Derek. And the second goal is a sloppy defensive error from Rangers. The fact that it was just a ball played over the top, and Louis Moult must have been thinking, what is going on here? There's nobody near me.
He was in between the two centre-backs, you're right.
Yeah, what a finish. Absolute terrific finish. So the Rangers manager, yeah, you can work in set plays, but you've got to ask and trust your players to go out there and take responsibility at set plays. The first goal was always going to be so important. I just think that you can talk about training, you can talk about preparation, you can talk about coming in at 7 o'clock in the morning. My full thing about this Rangers side is I don't think they're good enough. I don't think, you know, you look at their signings, you would expect Graeme Dorans, for instance, Ryan Jack, who was a captain of Aberdeen, semi-final, playing with Rangers, get your sleeves rolled up, go and win the battle in the middle of the park. They were non-existent.
Let me bring the callers back in, Gordon, and you can get involved in the discussion there. Richie is a Rangers fan in Knightswood. Richie, sum it up from us then in terms of your perspective.
I just was going to say about I think Gordon's got it spot on. Gordon's got it spot on there. 100% agree with what he says there. There's no players that don't want to do anything. They don't want to do anything in the park. And that is me, James, for the drum. Give me two. He's right what he says there. There's not one of the players would be eating for me. But what disgusts me today was Kenny Miller, knowing on the bench or nothing. I don't know what that's about. That guy would have done it today, for us. And don't get me wrong. Pedro, I think I agree with him in a way. He stuck up for his player. And I agree with that. That guy's been sent off right away, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But in the whole context of the game, we're not good enough. I've got to give you Gordon there.
I don't think it's a convenient argument to bring Kenny Miller's name into this. I think it's it's an appropriate time to bring his name into this. I said beforehand, I don't understand what a League Cup goalkeeper means. I don't see why you leave out your first choice goalkeeper, because it's the League Cup. You just play your first choice goalkeeper in your first choice team. I don't understand why Kenny Miller is not on the bench.
You got it right.
But what I do read into that is that when Pedro Caixinha falls out with someone, that's it. Michael O'Halloran, off you go. And not only off you go to St Johnstone, but Pedro Caixinha saying, he's not my type of player, I don't care whether he was back or not. Kenny Miller, I go back to it. When Celtic went 2-0 at Ibrox, the first thing Pedro Caixinha did was take off Peña and bring on Kenny Miller. That's because he knew, and the Rangers supporters knew, that if there was any chance of salvaging anything, it would start with Kenny Miller. And he hasn't been seen since, and we can all come to our own conclusions about why that is. But if Kenny Miller was not injured today and was not included in the bench, then for me, Pedro Caixinha just made a massive mistake.
I think you're spot on, because if you look at the substitutes, and when he had to change a game, when he was even 1-0 down, he thinks, I need to change a game. You look at these substitutes, none of them are coming on to make a difference.
Yeah.
None of them. If you're a Motherwell manager, you're standing there going, it doesn't really matter, because Kenny Miller's played in these big games, and a lot of people will say Kenny Miller's at the end of his career. Now, I'm not saying that he had to start, but I'm with you guys. I think if you're playing such a game, you go 1-0 down, Kenny Miller will give you something.
We said that before the game, and I said to Hugh, well, if Rangers are a goal down, they need to bring somebody on. You look at the bench, who are you going to bring on to change it? Yeah. I says, Kenny's been
there.
He's been there, seen it, and done it. Okay, he's maybe not had the greatest start to the season. We all accept that, but he's a big game player. Games like that.
I mean, Gordon, let's look at it specifically on the Kenny Miller situation, because I completely accept we've had so many Rangers fans getting in touch with this show and saying, no, do you know what? I've no problem Kenny Miller being left out because he's not been good enough. That I assume applies to the starting 11. But when you look at the squad as a whole, okay, let's look at Rangers bench today. Mm-hmm. They had Aaron Neman, who came on, and Dalziel, both wingers. Are you trying to tell me that one of them couldn't have given way for Kenny Miller to be on the bench? When you're 2-0 down, who are you going to turn to? Kenny Miller, surely?
Yeah, exactly. You've got centre half on the bench as well. They had to bring him on. We agree with that. You've got Jason Holt, you've got Hodgson on the bench as well. But Kenny Miller, I'm not saying that Kenny Miller should start. I think Kenny Miller's career at Rangers will probably be January, will be over.
Just if
the Rangers manager's still in place, I think Kenny Miller by January, his career at Rangers will be finished. I think he'll look to move on and want to play football. But in a day like this, when you need someone who knows what it takes to win and come on and liven one or two players up round about you, they made substitutions today, and you're looking and thinking they're not making any difference. There was no spark, there was nothing, there was no leaders, there was nobody grabbing the team and by a scruff of the neck and saying when they went 1-0 down. They looked like they accepted they were going to lose a semi-final. I looked and I says to Alison, this game's finished. At 1-0 I went, this game's finished. Because they had no fight, they had no spirit. Now the one thing that this massive Rangers fans and the crowd will give you, they'll give you all the back in the world if you go out there and you give everything you've got for the jersey. I'm sorry, they were shocking today.
Okay, thanks to Richie in Knightswood for his thoughts. We're going to get the thoughts of a very important man in terms of today. That was Stephen Robinson. But before we do that, let's bring on our first Motherwell fan of the evening. I'm sure we were going to get some who were happy. Hugh is in Lanark. Sum it up for us, Hugh.
Absolutely buzzing. Totally and utterly buzzing. What a team performance today. I thought we actually started poorly in the first half. I didn't think we were at the pace. The Rangers caused us a few problems, especially being down their left-hand side. But I just think the defence, Carson in goals, has made a massive difference to us. More confidence at the back instead of Samson for last year. And again, what can you say? Louis Moll, I don't care what anybody says, he's probably the best striker in Scotland right now. Best finisher. That's twice he's lobbed an Old Firm team. Craig Gordon last year, when they lobbed him, and he's just done it against Rangers. Best striker, best finisher.
Gordon Dale, let me ask you, having seen the second goal, because we, and as I said, this is the way we operate here. It's natural that we're going to look at the bad defending from Rangers. So focus, if you can, for me, on the quality of the finish.
Yeah, forget the bad defending, Gordon. The minute that ball goes to Louis Moll, he looks up, he sees a keeper off his line. He's a guy that I keep saying, the one thing about a centre forward, you're judged on your goals. Everybody looks at your goal scoring record. Now, Moll can score goals left, right and centre, but it's what he does off of that as well. He goes and works for his... He's a team player. He'll go and chase lost balls. He doesn't give the centre-backs a minute. He'll go and try and close them down, and he deserves his goals. And you've got to say, his second goal, he knows what he's doing, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's absolutely... Just a guy that knows where the back of the net is. Motherwell are very lucky to have this guy, but he's still not the big star. He's a part of what Motherwell do. They're a team, Gordon. And I said before the game, a team will beat individuals, and that's what happened.
I mean, Hugh, listening to the other Hugh, the Motherwell fan on the line, who says that by his own admission, Motherwell didn't start the game very well. If you'd said to Stephen Robinson before the game, you will go to Hampden, play below your best, and come away with a 2-0 win, I mean, that sums up really what happened this afternoon.
Well, take it all in full context. Motherwell are in the cup final against Celtic, having disposed of Aberdeen and Rangers on the way. That's sensational. And Louis Moult will terrorise Celtic at the back with Boyata and very likely Beaton. Louis Moult will terrorise them on the 26th of November. So they had better understand that now. Because having taken out Aberdeen and Rangers, Motherwell may feel that their name is on this competition. I don't believe in that. I believe that who plays best on the day will get it. But to have taken out Aberdeen and Rangers. What an achievement for Stephen Robinson and these players. And I repeat, Stephen Robinson has done everything for Motherwell that Pedro Caixinha has not done for Rangers. He has brought in players who have made a substantial difference. The players that Rangers have brought in have not made that substantial difference. There is a fighting spirit about them that is there that was missing from Rangers today. So this is a personal triumph for two men, I think, Louis Moult and Stephen Robinson.
Hugh on the phone lines, Gordon Dalziel talked about before the game, every Motherwell fan he spoke to was really full of confidence, really full of optimism, and that must have been a strange feeling, because you've been to Hampden, I'm sure, before and played against the likes of Rangers, and you wouldn't have been as confident. So what does it feel like now that it lived up to it?
I was confident getting into the day. I actually did think we would win 2-1. I just think our fighting spirit, even when we go one down, we do not give up. And you see every single player on that park. Alan Campbell is probably the best young midfielder you'll get, because his work rate, his determination. I think that young boy is probably going to be better than Chris Gadden, and Chris Gadden excels in the team at the minute. I just think the team work rate, as Hugh says there, it's all down to Steve Robinson. Last year, if we went 1-0 down against Alton Ackies or Ross County, we would have went 3 or 4-0 down. We wouldn't have come back there. It's a totally different team this year. And all the Motherwell fans do believe we will do something this year. See, we're finishing top six. What an achievement we've done. We've improved in last season, steady fight for relegation. And now we're in a cup final. We're 1 point behind Rangers in the league. We're sitting in fourth. Why can't we win that cup? Why don't we believe we can win it? It's all about belief and confidence, and we've got it at the minute. We've got it in abundance, and I truly believe. I'm going to go into this final in November and believe we're going to win it.
Listen,
as well.
I repeat, Hugh, if you've taken out Aberdeen and you've taken out Rangers, there's absolutely no reason why you should go to Hampden Park on Sunday the 26th of November feeling anything other than we're in with a chance.
Well,
here,
you have to believe. It's as simple as that. I mean, yeah, it's 11 against 11. If you go in there thinking, oh, we're playing against the best team, they're undefeated, 69 games or whatever it is, then you've no chance of winning. You've got to go there saying exactly what you said. We've battered Aberdeen, we've beaten Rangers in the semi, we deserve to be here.
Yeah.
Let's go and show that we mean it.
Yeah.
Let's hear from Stephen Robinson, shall we? As you can imagine, he was delighted. Remember, sent to the stands along with Pedro Caixinha, and Stephen Robinson was asked about the difficulty of coaching from the stands.
Horrendous, but I think Steve McManus is fitter now than he ever was in his career, because he's been up and down them steps about 50 times changing shape for me. So it's not great what's up there, if I'm being honest. No, we shouldn't have been up there.
Talking about Louis Moult, the club made sure he stayed at the start of the season, and in the end now you've been repaid for that decision, keeping him, because it's paid back getting to a final and everything it brings with it.
Yeah, that's what we said all along. You know, the money that people were putting in just didn't justify us selling him. You know, and we spoke to Louis, and he's an honest boy, and he knows where it is. You know, we explained the situation to him. He's 100% committed, as you see today, and brings that kind of quality. So I have to, you know, give credit to the board, you know, Alan Burrows, for standing firm with that. It's easy to crumble as a smaller club, and we didn't. We knew what value we'd bring to us, and I think we got our just rewards today.
You started the competition at Hampden Park. You're going to end it at Hampden Park. How confident are you now against a Celtic team that's still unbeaten under Brendan Rodgers domestically?
Well, it'd be nice to beat them, wouldn't it? Somebody's got to beat them, so why not us?
Stephen, the attitude that Motherwell have had in the league and indeed in this cup competition this season is you fear no one. What do you think you're building here? You know, at 7 out of your last 9, you're a point behind Rangers in the league, knocked them out of the cup, and now you're in a final.
First and foremost, we have to stay up. You know, we have to remember where we are and what we are. We're a club that's building and getting stronger. We've got good, solid foundations now. But we know that we must stay in this division first and foremost, and everything else is a bonus. Obviously, we've started well. We've had a good run. And we can't drop our standards. Otherwise, that changes very quickly.
But you back your players to have this no-fear mentality when you face Celtic next month?
Well, you've seen today, you know, the belief gets more and more as the game goes on. They know they're fitter and stronger than other people. They work hard, there's the togetherness, you know, real solidarity within the club, not just the starting 11, but throughout the 20 players. We've no big-time Charlies. So that sometimes just gets you where you need to go.
Is that another element to that, Gordon Dalziel, listening to Stephen Robinson there? And I know I accept most managers say this, but he says, we know we're fitter than other sides. Traditionally, Rangers, all the facilities and everything else that goes along with it, again, you expect a stronger finish to the game from them?
Yeah, I expected Rangers to roll their sleeves up and show a bit of character. It didn't happen, but I don't buy into that teams are fitter than other teams. The one thing is, it's the way Motherwell play. And there's, and I think the Motherwell manager's 100% spot on when he talks about, we've no big time Charlies. Louis Moult will take all the congratulations, man of the match, all the pats on the back for getting them into the final. But they're a team, Gordon. Every single one of them knows their job. They work to that. They work to their capabilities. They don't try and be fancy. They're not great in the eye to watch, to be honest. They play, you know, a route one football and midfield going and hunting packs and the two front men go and work their stuff. The two wing backs got them down the flanks and then the three centre halves, I thought, were a bit shady in the first half especially. I thought they were getting caught out into the full back areas, but he stuck with the game plan and they grew into the game and they became stronger and stronger, and Rangers became weaker and weaker, and that was the difference.
Robertson Kilsyth. Robert, how are you feeling?
I'm just back for the game. I'm absolutely appalled. I feel Rangers must get rid of Pedro right now. That's been 10, 11 games into the season. We're sitting fourth. Lost our semi-final. Pedro lost. I want to see the stadium at the side of the sideline going off his head. He's not fit to be a manager. And half of the players are not fit to even wear that jersey. I think Dave King, he made a mistake with Warburton and New Casino. Who else is he going to be? He needs to get rid of him. Or Rangers will... We will not finish third either. That's my opinion, guys.
I don't know how long Rangers can give this because Robert, like the other Rangers supporters before him, are incensed by what they have seen. At every level, Pedro Caixinha falls down. Show him a big match and he'll lose it. His transfer policy is under scrutiny. He brought
in. I don't know how Penna's even in the team.
Yeah.
Why? It doesn't even deserve to even be in the team. It strolls about and doesn't get involved in the game.
And
loses the ball.
And if you have a team who, quite clearly, they've just shown you that they lack character, then for me, character comes from the manager. The team's collective character comes from the manager. Derek is always singing the praises of Jock Wallace when he was at Rangers. It stems from the manager's office, and what is coming from the manager's office at the moment at Rangers is uncertainty, indiscipline, and bad results.
And you know what will happen to you, and I still believe this, and this has happened all the way through the years, you know, to both Rangers and Celtic. See, once the Rangers fans stop turning up at games and they're coming out and they're bawling and shouting, everybody's getting it, then the board have got to look at that. I would imagine at this moment in time that the board would say, look, we're going to give them to, you know, the end of the year, blah, blah, blah. But you might not get that. You know, if fans are unhappy, they've got Kilmarnock on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go out there and they don't win that game or they're poor or whatever. Then the Rangers fans will tell the board, you know, this has got to stop now. And then the board, I would think, would have to abide by that.
You want to come back in there, Robert?
I think he's got to go just now. If you want to try and catch it, close the gap on Celtic, and you've still got another cup. What chance are you giving us? We're out there paying our money, Derek. £60 today I had to pay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. We're out there all week working to give them our money, and nothing's coming back. The signing policy is shocking.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think it's poor. I was embarrassed watching the game as well today. I thought the first half, with all the chances, we didn't take any of them. And in the end, as Gordon quite rightly says, the team that was a unit won the game with a quality.
It's not just today, Derek. It's been over for a few weeks.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about today's game. They won it because they had a quality centre forward that took his chances. Yep. That was the difference.
And I mean, Gordon, the caller Robert makes the point there about if you want to close the gap on Celtic, was the point that he made there. That's what you have to do. But let's look at what happened today. Rangers also have other problems than trying to just close the gap on Celtic. I would see the point if Rangers were just getting pipped to the league by Celtic and they were only getting beaten the cups off Celtic. But there are wider ranging problems than just trying to catch Celtic.
I think catching Aberdeen is a big problem for them, Gordon, first and foremost. Forget Celtic. Celtic are out of range for Rangers, especially when you look at this Rangers squad. They're not good enough to compete with Celtic, and that's the facts of the matter. They're not good enough. Starting 11, substitutes, everything, the squad, they're not good enough. So I think Rangers have got to first and foremost concentrate on Aberdeen. I'm not here to get anybody, a Rangers manager, a sack or whatever, but I'll tell you, I've said for day one, he's not impressed me. The signings have not been impressive. And I must admit, and the caller said it there, he paid £60. If I'd paid £60 to come and watch this today, I'd have felt really, really angry that my team didn't roll their sleeves up and at least gave it everything they've got in a semi-final.
But do you know what, Gordon? I mean, Graham Dorans came up here as a player with a decent career down south, a Scotland internationalist. Ryan Jack came from Aberdeen, where he'd been a very, very good player for Derek McInnes. They ought to have actually improved at Rangers. Instead, they've gone backwards.
Well, Gordon, we had calls to this show, I would guess, no more than 10 days ago to suggest that Graham Dorans should be in the Scotland squad. So this can't be all based on one game. Are people losing perspective, or were they wrong to say that in the first place?
I think he's one of these players, Gordon, just now, that he's having one good game and then three games you don't see him. The biggest disappointment for me in a Rangers jersey is Ryan Jack. I think Ryan Jack, since he's come to Ibrox, with the reputation of being Aberdeen captain and playing under Derek McInnes, everybody was expecting big things off him. I think he's been dreadful. I really do. I don't think he's influenced Rangers at all or strengthened them in the middle of the park. So I'm not just having a go at the foreign signings. I think Ryan Jack, so far in his Rangers career, has been poor.
But let me say this to you, Gordon. I think Rangers, and it's Rangers supporters who are doing it, Rangers are being dismissed as a serious team with serious ambition and serious ability. They're being dismissed now.
Well, Hugh, you can understand why they've been dismissed, because it's going to be a long season. And as I said, forget about Celtic. They'll never catch Celtic. And that's the honest truth of it. You've got to look at Aberdeen. Can they get second? They've just been put out a semi-final, a cup. That would have been a big boost for them today. But watching them, as I keep talking about, you know, the guys like Peña, if they're not, I get criticised on the show a couple of weeks ago when I was talking about him, and people were saying, well, he scored four goals, and he scored two against St Johnstone, he scored how many, whatever it may be. But you take away these guys' goals, you take away the middle of the park today, non-existent. There's absolutely nothing there. If I was a Rangers supporter leaving Hampden today, I'd be worried about my team, because you can't put up with that all season. It was dreadful.
But you know what, Gordon? You're on about the Rangers have to get Aberdeen, and I've said that all along, never mind catching Celtic. Aberdeen is the one. But this was the team today, Motherwell, that beat Aberdeen 3-0 in the last round of this cup.
Yeah.
You know, so on the day, you know, on the day, they are a very, very good side. I mean, Rangers are expected to win today, without a shadow of a doubt. But they didn't win it. They played against a unit that outfought them today. I don't think they outplayed them. They outfought them today.
Derek, I would say, honestly, I've watched Motherwell a lot. You know, I'm a massive Motherwell fan. And I wouldn't say it's their best performance.
No, absolutely
it was not their best performance. I don't think they played particularly well. But the one thing they done was they got together as a team and they worked hard for each other. And they waited for the break to come. And the minute they got the goal, boom, confidence. It went the other way with Rangers. The minute the goal went in, Rangers' heads went down. No player was prepared to roll his sleeves up, stand up, puff his chest out and say, right, come on, we need to get back into this game. Yep. And Motherwell went on to, obviously, with a Louis Moult second magnificent goal, to win the game comfortably.
Okay, let's hear more from Pedro Caixinha then.
I create on them a lot of expectations, a lot of good expectations. I'm always like that. It maybe create a sort of anxiety. I mean, I cannot say that we have players that normally are playing regularly in, let's say, 1-7, and today the majority were playing under 1-4. So I don't know why, but I cannot say that this player or that player or the other one have a better performance than all the others. So that means if they were not at the team performance was also poor. Individual, poor performance. Collective, poor performance.
Rangers had quite a few chances. How disappointed were you not to take some of those, to
take advantage of them? Well, you feel you are there seeing the game, especially on the way you get on the second half. I think we conceded the game with 52 or 53 minutes, the first one. And before that, we have like two or three clear chances. And I thought to myself, arriving with this sort of conditions, not killing the game, not scoring, maybe some bad things might come. And it's true, they went two times in our goal in the second half, and they scored twice. So that's football, that's what happens. But even if you score in that moment, the game should be totally different. But it's not hiding what was our poor performance and the shade of team we were.
Pedro just uttered the words that no manager should ever utter. Trying to assess why the team fell so far beneath acceptable standards, he said, "I don't know why." Well, if the manager doesn't know why, then the fans will say, "It's time we had another manager."
It's only the players that know why. You, a manager can say as much as he like to a player, but it's how the players go out and react, and they didn't react, they didn't play. I mean, the players don't go out there deliberately to play badly.
No.
You know, but the one thing you are expecting from them is show that bit of fight and getting in about it, and that's what disappoints a lot of people. You can be beaten, but it's in the manner of the defeat that counts. And I just thought they gave up far too early, Rangers. They certainly created chat, and he was right there. He says, "We've had two wonderful chances, even at the start of the second half. We don't take them." He said to himself, "Oh, is it going to be one of these days?" And that happens in football. But it was poor. I mean, there's no excuses. I mean, Rangers were outfought today. They're beaten. They're out of the cup. And there'll be ramifications from this, because all the board were there today. I just wonder if they're all meeting tonight or they'll meet tomorrow morning. Who knows what's going to go through that?
Nick is in Yoker. Nick, how do you sum it up?
Well, my first of all point for me personally is I think this is the beginning of the end for Pedro Caixinha. After the defeat in Luxembourg, I always said I would give him till Christmas to see how he performed. And for me, after today, it was disgusting to watch. Personally, I just left. I left as soon as the second whole goal went in. And I thought, I can't continue to watch this week in, week out, because it was poor play. Second point on Carlos Pena is, I'm not even convinced the guy's a professional football player. I've seen his goals, and some of the goals did look good, but then you think to yourself, is he just at the right place at the right time with some of his goals? And I just feel deflated as a Rangers fan today. It's just, I feel like it's not good enough for a manager, it's not good enough for the team, it's not good enough all round. Yeah, and that's my 2 points.
I'll give you an expression that everyone in Yoka will understand, Nick, where Carlos Peña is concerned. He's chancing his arm in a Rangers jersey. He is a professional football player. I'm quite sure that he's capable. In fact, I'm certain that he's capable of giving so much more than he has so far given. But I agree with Gordon Dalziel. He's not worth a place in the team, and purely because of his own bad attitude. And I think you're right. You sum it up very well with Pedro Caixinha in mind, that this could be the beginning of the end. I don't know what it takes for Pedro to turn this round, but I would give you a couple of examples. He'd need to win a Celtic match.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be the manager of Rangers if you can't beat Celtic. And you can't be the manager of Celtic if you can't beat Rangers. He would need to do something that symbolised the turning of a corner, something that made you, Rangers supporters, think, well, he's worth a bit more time.
Well, I'll ask you a question. You know, if Pedro Caixinha is still there in January, and you're the board, would you give him money to strengthen that team?
Not right
with
now,
what
no.
he's brought in?
No. On the evidence of what we know so far, yeah. If his idea... Maybe Carlos Peña is just letting him down. Maybe he's right about Carlos Peña, and we don't see Carlos Peña trying. But if he's on that park week in, week out, not trying a leg...
Well, that's wrong. It's not a case of not trying a leg. He just doesn't look the part. He doesn't contribute anything. And we've all said that if he's not scoring goals, he does nothing. He did nothing today, and that's why he was taken off. He doesn't go out there deliberately not trying. I mean, I don't think any footballer does that.
Gordon, I guess this can be labelled as a convenient argument like we've been discussing, and I accept that, but we are where we are today. So let me put this point to you. When Rangers are in the market for a striker in the summer, okay, and they go, for instance, for Eduardo Herrera, who is far, far, far more expensive than Louis Molt is. The question marks not have to go back to then, when the recruitment process was underway. And again, I know it's an easy comparison because of what's happened today, but I'm just interested to get your thoughts on
that. Yeah, I think I said it before the game kicked off, Gordon. I think a lot of Rangers supporters would have loved to have seen Louis Molt in a Rangers jersey this afternoon. And obviously he showed what he's all about, especially with his second goal. I think the signings at Rangers haven't been good enough. You look at Cardozo, who went off today, obviously with the injury, and I thought Bowman was a lucky boy. But he's poor. He's a poor defender for me. You look at Candias down the right-hand side, he's just a one-trick pony. He just runs up and down the flank, doesn't really contribute. Peña's a big money signing. I touched on Ryan Jack. He's not been a great loss to Aberdeen, and he's not been a great benefit for Rangers. So I think a lot of the signings have been poor. And Derek asked Hugh a question: would you give the Rangers manager money in January? Well, if I was sitting the board, the answer would be no.
Flip side of that, Hugh Keevans, and I accept that this is often the case you find yourself in, but if you ditch Pedro Caixinha now and you bring a new manager in, he can only work with Carlos Peña and Eduardo Herrera and all the players that Gordon doesn't fancy.
But then you find out, you know, the argument has been made that, for example, if Michael O'Neill can take Northern Ireland to the World Cup or the playoffs, could he transfer that ability to the Scotland side? And, you know, people are saying, yeah, he could. So if you bring in someone else to manage Rangers, he might have the skill set that makes Dorans look like the player we knew in the past, that makes Jack look like the player we know he is, that gets something out of Peña that has so far been unseen, and might have a positive effect on the rest as well.
We'll hear more from the Rangers manager and, of course, more of your calls coming up next.
After they play, you have your say. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboards Open Line.
Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson are alongside me, Gordon Duncan, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Gordon DL still at Hampden as well. Gordon, I noticed on the television the Motherwell players were out doing their warm down. You could see them laughing and joking, understandably so. I guess they'll be a happy bunch heading home.
Oh yeah, they'll have a fantastic night, Gordon, and so will all the Motherwell supporters. They turned out in good numbers today, and they'll be along here for a final against Celtic and home to, you know, win a cup. And you know, it's been a good day for Motherwell, good day for our players, and they thoroughly enjoyed it, and so they should, because they've just beaten Rangers in a semi-final at Hampden and got to a League Cup final. So congratulations to them, and I'm sure there'll be a few sherbets put in tonight in Motherwell. I'm looking forward to going back to my hometown.
I'm sure you are. Rangers fans, is there anyone out there who wants to come and back Pedro Caixinha? Because everyone so far has been very clear, it's not an acceptable result, the manager must go. But he must have some supporters out there. 0141 951 1025. Jim's in Rutherglen. How do you feel about it all now, Jim?
Hi Gordon, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Not a problem.
Well, before the game today, before we left the pub to head over, the chat was, this is a 50-50. that was the level of confidence. You know, this is a 50-50. And then when you turn up, I think Gordon Dale's the one is calling it to the shoot. That was atrocious. We've got a manager here. There's a sideshow comes with this guy. He's totally inept at his job. There's stuff that goes on off the park constantly with him that's a distraction. And the standards are dropping from week to week with this guy. And I phoned a few weeks back saying, within each passing week this guy stays in a job, it's compounding the problem. He's going to go. See, soon as we went a goal, didn't they? That game was done by far. Soon as the longer the first half went on, it was getting more worrying. And then soon as we went a goal down, he's going to go. And with the Kenny Miller situation, Scott Brown situation at half-time last week, he's an embarrassment. We're not even talking about a guy here who's just going through a bad time. This guy is an embarrassment to manage Rangers Football Club. And he's going to go instant. And if he has got a bit of dignity about him, he should realise it himself and say, listen, I'm at my depth here. I need to get out and let a guy come in here who's got a bit of savvy how to run a football club.
Jim, what would it take for you to change your mind? Would there be anything that he could do that would change your mind and say, well, let's give him a little more time?
Shug, he can't even win three games in the bounce.
I know.
We're not even talking about winning like a big match or turning a corner. He can't even put a run of consistency of winning three matches in a row. And until then, you can't expect to win big games when you've not even any momentum whatsoever going into them.
No, you know, as I say, his track record since becoming Rangers manager,
it's appalling.
Yeah, he can't beat Celtic. Luxembourg was a humiliation. And I'm afraid fans just catalogue these things as they are entitled to do. And then it falls upon Dave King and the members of his board because Mark Warburton turned out to be a mistake. Pedro Caixinha, as of tonight, appears to have been a mistake. So it's a very trying time for them.
I think the bottom line is the directors are going to have to meet. Whether they meet tomorrow, they're going to have to discuss how Rangers go forward here. Because, you know, if they're listening to this programme tonight, you know, there's not one person that's come on and defended the manager or defended the team.
No.
You know, the words disgusted, embarrassment has come out there. And the Rangers fans, I think, there's a lot of them who are maybe 50-50. you know, we Cashinha, give him a chance and everything else. I think that's just gone the opposite way. I think most of them now want rid of him. So the directors, I think, in the coming days, have got a decision
to
make.
The other thing to be considered here is that, you know, Rangers, by going out to Progress Niederkorn of Luxembourg, no less, that's cost Rangers a lot of money. There's no European revenue. The only European revenue they've had is £370,000 that Celtic earned for them by getting into the Champions League. The big matches are continuing to be lost under Pedro Cachinha, the cup final, no revenue from that. And Rangers have spent a lot of money. You might think that the players that they've spent it on are good, bad or indifferent, but a lot of money has been spent and no success in return. So from a financial point of view, Pedro Cachinha has been bad news.
Because that's the thing, Gordon DL. I can understand why Rangers fans will say, well, we wish you would stop harping back to the Luxembourg, because, you know, that's in the past and we had players who are with us now who weren't in. But those things only manage to get forgotten about if you show genuine, real signs of recovery. And those comes in tests against Celtic, for instance, League Cup semi-final. So that's why that's always going to be in the back burner until significant, I was going to say progress, unintentional, is made.
When you're the Rangers manager, Gordon, you've got to realise that you've got to get to cup finals. You've got to get over hurdles like this. I think the caller makes a good point. Forget today. In a one-off semi-final, you can lose a game. They lost a set play and then obviously Lou Moak set and goal. But the big thing is, as a Rangers manager, not to win three games in a row. It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable to the supporters or anybody that follows Rangers Football Club. So, I'm sorry, I think the Rangers manager's been given the backing from the board. I think he's brought in his own players, it's his own team. He's made big decisions. One today was leaving Kenny Miller out. Now, a lot of Rangers supporters say, well, it's the right decision. A lot of Rangers supporters might say it's the wrong decision. I would have had him on the bench because I think he brings something to the club. So he's not doing his sell any good. He had to really go and win this game today, get his sell into a final. They just, it's the same old, you think there's a lot of progress and then they come up against, you know, Motherwell in a semi-final who just decide it, do you know what, we'll go and work against you. And they won the game for it. And Rangers had no fight, no quality, and no Rangers supporter yet has come on this phone in and said, I want the manager to stay.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks to the previous callers. Disappeared, I was just going to give him a goodbye, but let's bring on another one. Gavin is in Yoker. Hi, Gavin.
Hiya.
How you doing?
I'm just phoning up basically to, like, repeat what everybody else has phoned up and said. It was just, like, my point is, like, for the start of the season, we've been put out of Europe, we've now 6 points behind Aberdeen, we've been put out in the semi-final of Motherwell, who a Motherwell caller phoned up and said they were fighting for top six. Now, I'm a diehard Rangers fan, like, for us to be losing to top six teams, people fighting for top six, just... Like, isn't he good enough at all? And, like, his recruitment's been absolutely diabolical. Like, Carlos Pena, for me, is one of the worst signings Rangers have ever signed since I've watched Rangers. Like, and then you've got, like, Dalziel. I don't even think that guy will ever play in our Rangers jersey ever again. So for him to be on the bench over Kenny Miller as well, when, like, he was never going to bring that Dalziel on. Never. So I just don't understand, like, what he's seeing. And do you know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand.
I think, Gavin, like all the Rangers supporters have been on so far, bring me to the conclusion that this is Pedro Cachinha's watershed moment.
Yeah.
And the watershed moment for the Rangers board, Dave Ken is in Glasgow. What happens now? Because this is the watershed moment. The Rangers supporters are in despair. They do not have any belief in the manager. They have suffered the humiliation in Luxembourg, another semi-final setback. And Gavin is again summing up the mood of the Rangers supporters, and the mood is despair. And they don't believe that Pedro Cachinha can take them from despair to a happier place.
I think in the last couple of months there's been a lot of Rangers fans come on and said roughly the same thing. He's not good enough, you know, that the players that he's brought in's not been good enough. But you've always had a Rangers fan or a couple of fans come on and say, no, I'll give him a chance, blah, blah. That's gone now.
Yeah.
I don't think even the manager's got that in.
No.
And once the Rangers fans have got that into his head that the players that he's brought in's not good enough, and the manager's not good enough, then something has got to happen.
If you have a very bad result, and this was a very bad result for Rangers, you need goodwill in the bank if you're the Rangers manager. But Pedro Caixinha has no goodwill in the bank, because all of the big games played under Pedro Caixinha, at tail end of last season, the beginning of this season, all of the big games have been lost.
Let's hear from some of the main players involved, shall we? Bruno Alves, let's see what he had to say at full time.
Oh, I think it was a difficult game for us, you know, but I'm very disappointed for what happens in the pitch, you know. We're always trying to play football, but I think I don't like to speak so much about the referees, but they cannot allow this kind of behaviors, you know, because this is too much. It happens too much times, and I'm really concerned about this. Because after this kind of behaviors, everything can happen, and this is not football, you know. I like also to physical contact and play hard, but I think this is over too much, and this is not good kind of behavior. I'm disappointed about today.
You said you don't want to criticize the referee, but do you think the referee could have controlled the game better because of the physical nature of the battle?
I think so, because, you know, first action of the game was an elbow in the face of Fabio. So after that, everything can happen.
Do you think that was deliberate?
It doesn't matter, you know. The problem that the action, he didn't play the ball. Okay, it can happen that he touched it with the elbow, but he opened the mouth of Fabio, and this is not a good thing since for the beginning. So I think this is not acceptable, you know. I think... I don't like to find some excuses for when we lost, but I think today is, for me, it's disappointing. I'm really disappointed about this.
Strong assessment from Bruno Alves, who he says it was unacceptable. Talking about Mullow's behaviour, says it was not how to play football.
But all of Bruno Alves's words would have carried greater credibility had it not been for the fact that he should have been sent off as well, because he's lashed out at Louis Malt in a way that would have got him a red card. But bizarrely, Stephen McLean, the referee, booked two other players and left Bruno Alves alone. However, we know it was a very tough game. We know that Ryan Bowman should have been sent off as well. We know that the second challenge on Cardoso, which damaged his nose and caused blood to spout everywhere, we know that he should have been sent off. But all of the stuff that went on does not mask the truth. And that is, Motherwell were outstanding. Louis Malt scored the best goal of the weekend to make it 2-0. They fought for each other as a team, and they were everything that Rangers were not.
Did you make those comments, Gordon Dale?
Ridiculous. He's a centre-half. You're going to come in for a physical game, especially against Motherwell. I do agree with what Hugh said, that Bowman should have been off the park, but so should Alves, because he definitely lashed out at Louis Moll, and he hit him, and the referee never seen it, and he was a very lucky guy. So to come out and start crying wolf at the end of the game about being physical and what type of game it is, and you've sat here at Hampden and witnessed him lashing out and been lucky to stay in the park, it just sums Rangers up for me. It really does.
You know what, Gordon? It tells me that they don't know what Rangers are all about, because if you've got better individuals, and I don't think anybody would disagree, you know, the majority of Rangers players are probably better in Motherwell, but as a unit, Motherwell were far better. If you're a team playing against a team that you know that is probably better than you, you've got to get in about them. You've got to get the challenges in. It's going to be a physical game. You've got to learn how to handle that. And if you can't handle that, then you're going to struggle. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, I totally agree, Derek. And it's not like Motherwell have got two big, powerful guys up front that they just go. You know, he's a centre-back. He's an experienced player that's played in European championships and, you know, and played with his country, Portugal. He's played at a top level. What's he expecting? To swanny about and just play the silky soccer that he wants to play? This is Scotland. You've got to get used to the fact that teams will not sit off you if they think they're better. They'll get in your face, they'll make it hard for you. You've got to be able to stand up to that. And I just listen to his interview there. If I was a Rangers manager, I'd have walked in and took him out the office and just told him to keep quiet. I think it just sums Rangers up.
Sean's in Craig End. Hi, Sean.
Hi there, guys. See, the first half, I thought Rangers had a lot of chances, but seeing the second half, see when Motherwell scored the first mole and then scored the second, but it was a brilliant goal, can't take that back. But see, when Rangers got a goal down, they just shut, they just basically, it's like they say to themselves, you're getting beaten, they ain't got a fight in them. And I hate to say, but everybody says it, it's time for Pedro to go and Mr King needs to get rid of him on Monday morning, because the guy, as long as that guy's in charge of Rangers, says this on this show, another time, Rangers will be lucky to finish fourth. Aberdeen is definitely got second place. Celtic's guaranteed the SPL, but it's got to happen for the next probably couple of years. We need to get this sorted now.
Well, you know, one of the other great concerns that Rangers supporters have, the majority of them, they worry over Celtic possibly winning 10 in a row, creating Scottish football history. Both clubs have won 9 in a row, but the Rangers supporters fret over Celtic winning 10 in a row. It would appear tonight that the Rangers fans have lost belief in Pedro Caixinha. They believe that Celtic will take it to 7 in a row by the end of the season, and that they can see the bad news coming to meet them. And that's another reason why the Rangers board have to get together on this. Dave King, when he was making his pitch to take over Rangers, among the first things he said, and he knew which buttons to press, among the first things he said was, and I'm paraphrasing here, but if I come in, I'll stop 10 in a row. So he's now arrived at a moment in his tenure.
He's got 3 years, yeah?
Yeah, he's now arrived at a moment in his tenure where the latest Rangers manager, following the non-success of Mark Warburton, the latest Rangers manager is now under severe scrutiny. And I think the next 24 hours, 48 hours perhaps, Pedro Caixinha's future must come under discussion.
Great stuff. Thanks to Sean and Craig N for that call. Let's stay on the phones. Christopher's a Rangers fan in Blackwood. Hi, Christopher.
Hiya, how you doing, guys?
Yeah, not bad, you?
Yeah, not bad. I just pick up what most Rangers fans have said today. But for a long time now, I've never really rated this Pedro. And again, another disappointing result today. I'd even felt the day's game, we never even done anything. I'm sitting and I'm talking to my brother during the game and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not even doing anything. There wasn't really a chance where I thought, you know what, we're passing the ball well, we're doing something good. The game was, it was boring. It was really boring. And I just feel for that, since this guy's took over, obviously, get put out of Europe, and he's just not done anything at all for me. And I don't want to say Warburton too much, obviously, he's away, that's the past, he's gone. But I felt as if with Warburton, we were keeping possession, you could see what he was trying to do. But with this Pedro guy, I just feel as if every game, it's 50-50. I mean, just for example, if you cast your mind back to the Hamilton game, we get beat, we won 4-1. I was looking at the stats in that game. I know we shouldn't base stuff on stats, but that Hamilton game alone, we had 5 shots in goal. Hamilton had 15, and we won that game 4-1. I just really think it's 50-50 in every game.
But Christopher, did you not see the stats today? I mean, Rangers had far more chances than Motherwell had today. So don't look at stats. The only stats you look at is the final score. You know, and Motherwell had a proper centre forward that knows how to score goals. That was the difference today. You said you sat there and you were bored and everything else. Certainly Rangers created enough chances to win the game, more so in the first half. But you don't take your chances, you don't win games. So that's why you've got to give Motherwell full credit. They battled away. They got in and about Rangers. They had 2 great chances in the second half, and Louis Moult buried both of them. So that's the reason that they're in the final and Rangers are not.
Gordon, what about Christopher's point in terms of overall what Pedro Caixinha is trying to do? I think it's fairly obvious today was not a good day, not a good result, not a good performance. But sometimes when things aren't going well, you can still see, well, you know what, I can see what he's trying to do. I can see that if this changes or so on. Can you see what type of team Pedro Caixinha is trying to make Rangers into?
No, that's the honest answer about it, especially this afternoon. I think that, you know, if you look at this Rangers side and years gone past, Rangers and Celtic were always feared in semi-finals and finals. Motherwell turned up today, and as I told you coming in, the Motherwell fans were so confident of beating a Rangers side. That doesn't happen. But all credit to them, they worked very hard. But I don't see I don't see any changes that he makes that makes the game positive. I think he starts with Peña, and he's trying to justify the signing. If it was me, I would put my hands up and say I've made a mistake with this guy, and I would leave him out, because I don't think he contributes anything to the team. I think he's a man down. I said that at half time. Even when he changes, he doesn't change formation. It's a one-trick pony. I don't see what he's trying to do. I don't see the brand of football that he's trying to play. Is he playing from the back? Does he play to the wide areas? The two full-backs today, apart from John in the first half, and John with a good header, maybe could have scored. Tavernier never got out of the park.
And when he did, his crossing was diabolical.
Derek, it was so, so flat. And I do agree with you. I thought Motherwell the first half were lucky to get in 0-0, because I thought Rangers had the better chances. Obviously, Ryan Jack got the one cleared off the line at him. But I thought Rangers would come out in the second half, they would up the tempo, and they would go and score. But it was the other way about. Now, the difference, I think, and I think a lot of callers have said it, especially Motherwell supporters, if Motherwell had went a goal down this afternoon, I think they had the character to come back into the game. When Rangers go a goal down, I'll tell you now, every Rangers supporter was sitting looking, thinking, we're finished. We ain't getting back into this game. And that's not the way a club the size of Rangers Football Club should be.
And that's the problem, Gordon. If you are set tests of character and fail every one of them, where are you going?
You're going nowhere, Hugh. You're absolutely going nowhere. And you can paper over the cracks here, and they get Kilmarnock in midweek, and they can go and win that game or whatever they want to do. If you look at this team, you think there's a progression. You think, well, I can understand what the manager's doing. I can see his philosophies. I can buy into, the pattern of style of football he's playing. I don't see that. And for a Rangers manager to come in January, and not win three games in a row, I don't think that's acceptable.
Derek, I just actually had a look at the stats there, because I realised it was something I hadn't done yet when you raised it. Motherwell actually had more possession than Rangers, 56%. They both had the same number of shots on goal, 14, and they both had the same number of shots on target, Hugh. So again, you can only put so much reliance on these things, but it doesn't actually appear to be the case that Rangers dominated the game, if we're going on those.
I can understand why Motherwell supporters might be enraged by people going on about Pedro Caixinha's future, Rangers players found wanting, etc, etc. And I'll repeat, Motherwell gave a fabulous account of themselves today. Motherwell have removed Aberdeen and Rangers now from this competition and can go into a final with Celtic believing that they can do what they did to Aberdeen and Rangers to Celtic. So I'll get that out of the way first of all. All credit to Motherwell. They were fabulous. And to Louis Molt, the best goal of the weekend in the League Cup out of the 8 scored, and a terrific performance from him. But tonight is a watershed moment for Pedro Caixinha. The Rangers board have to now seriously consider whether they retain confidence in Pedro Caixinha to take Rangers anywhere.
Seems like a good time to hear from the man of the moment. Here's Louis Molt.
I love playing in big games. I love playing in big grounds, big crowds. That's what every footballer wants. And I'm like every other footballer. Yeah.
When you're proving yourself, was driving you as well?
Yeah, I'm hungry. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I'm hungry for success as an individual, and we are as a football club. But it's all about feeding the family. That's what it's all about, and I'll run that extra yard to do that.
Did you read the Rangers manager saying you were on his list last summer, but you weren't on his list? So
no, I didn't. There's rumours flying about here and everywhere, so I try not to get caught up in any of that. I just try and think about here and now.
The moment that you led to your cut, did you see me fire you up even more? You seemed like a man possessed after that.
I lost my head a little bit, but I managed to keep a calm head after that. I was more angry that the ref didn't stop the game because it was a head injury, and I said that too, and he apologised, so that's fair enough.
Did you think at the time it was deliberate?
I don't know, to be fair. I think Bowie's been booked, very similar situation, so that's all I said. But like I said before, it was a very, very, very physical game, and they give as much as we get, and we give them.
How did you view the incident with Bruno Alves? I mean, you appear to kick out. He's caught you as well with a kick. How did you see it?
Yeah, I actually spoke to Bruno Alves about it, and I said, you kicked out of me. And he agreed, and then I've I don't know if I touched him or not, but I said it was probably a yellow card through man, and he agreed. So, yeah, that's one of the things. It's referee and all these officials have got a very difficult job, and I thought they did all right today.
Gordon, we mentioned many times in the first half that Liam Holt was having a very quiet game. Anytime he did get on the ball, he was outside the box. He seemed to grow into it, didn't he, as the game went on?
I think Motherwell grew into the game, Gordon, to be quite honest with you. I don't think they were particularly good in the first half, but they just battled away. They get in at 0-0, and the longer the game went on, they grew in confidence, and Moog started becoming a real threat. In the first half, he was drifting out to the wide areas a lot. The second half, he played a different game. He played between the 18-yard box, and he caused the two centre-backs a bit of problem. Obviously, get his second goal from that, just the ball over the Rangers defence's head, and he a terrific lob into the back of the net. And he's there for the first one as well. But as I touched on, and I think it was the start of the day about Motherwell, 190-odd crosses into the box. The one thing about the guy is, he'll work his shift for you. Even if he doesn't score, he'll put a real good shift in. But if you put decent quality balls into the box, or you give him an opportunity like your second goal, he knows where the back of the net is.
Let's get to the phone lines, shall we? We've already spoke to Christopher in Blackwood. David is in Falkirk. Hi, David.
How we doing?
Yeah, good. You want to talk about Liam Holt, don't you?
Aye, I do actually. I'm a big Rangers fan. First of all, I'd just like to say congratulations to Motherwell. They outplayed us, they wanted a bit more, and they deserve to win the match. But I can't believe that the manager would bring in the likes of Eduardo Herrera over Liam Holt, when Liam Holt's a proven goal scorer in the league. Albeit Eduardo Herrera could be a good player, maybe in Pedro's head he's a good player in the league that you've seen him playing in, and the team that he was playing in, but Scottish football is totally different to anything that Pedro's ever experienced, so he should be going for the guys that have proven themselves in the past.
I just made a very similar point on Twitter, Hugh Keevans, and I got a slightly less than polite reply from one particular Rangers fan, but so it's encouraging to hear David, who's a Rangers fan, on having similar concerns.
Pedro Caixinha, I think, would have to be told, look, we want you to bring in Liam Holt. Whether he thinks that...
And by the way, it's not just about Liam Holt, but it's just an example of when you're looking in different markets.
I'll give you a great example of someone who provided Celtic with a terrible shock and went on to sign for Celtic. Scott McDonald, another Motherwell player who took a league title out of Celtic's hands and gave it to Rangers, and then went to Celtic at the start of the following season. So it has happened, clearly, and it's not with the benefit of hindsight, clearly Liam Holt should have been brought into Rangers in the last window, but Rangers simply fell asleep on the job, and now Liam Holt has come back to haunt them.
I mean, Gordon DL, to try and throw a defence in for Pedro Caixinha, because it's all becoming a bit one-sided, he obviously wanted to bring players in that he knew and that would buy into his ideas, and that's where the recruitment came from.
Yeah, and there's nothing up with that, Gordon. That's a manager. It's up to him to make the decision. He's comfortable with the players that he brought in. He knew them. He was hoping that they would settle into Scottish football. You can touch on the transfer policy and say, right, we'll have a go at the foreigners. I think it's quite easy to do that. But let's wind it back and say, Liam Holt, yeah, he knows the Scottish game. Ryan Jack knows the Scottish game. He was a captain of Aberdeen. He's not impressed me at all in a Rangers jersey. So I don't just jump on the same bandwagon, well, he's brought these foreigners in, they're not up to it, they don't know the Scottish game. I look at all aspects of it. I look at Ryan Jack, for instance. Graeme Dorns has played in the English Premiership, played with Scotland. He's one good game, three bad games for me. So I think that his overall policy, he's got good individuals, but he's not got a good team.
It's a unit, we keep saying that, and it's so true. You can have the better individual players, but if you don't play as a unit, you're not going to get anywhere. And Motherwell, and you said it before the game, Motherwell have got a hard working side, that there's no big time Charlies in the side. What they've got are people who do a good job in the positions they play. They've got two big solid boys at the back, they've got a midfield that work hard, and they've got a man up front that scores goals for fun. And that's why they get results.
I totally agree, Derek, and I think even today, the first half, I wouldn't say that I was, impressed with Motherwell. But the one thing that impressed me was they kept going, they kept fighting for the ball, they kept working, they kept in about Rangers, they chased lost balls, they waited to get the set play, and they scored a goal from it. And from then on, Everybody in this stadium knew there's only one winner because the Rangers fans went silent and the Motherwell fans were just rejoicing because they knew they're going to a final.
You want to come back in on that one, David?
I just think, obviously, if you're hearing everybody tonight saying, oh, but Pedro out and that, don't get me wrong, I've actually got mixed feelings about the guy because, I'm never going to say that I want a Rangers manager to fail. I would love him to succeed and prove everybody wrong, but I just don't think he's got the vitamins for the Rangers job. I just don't think it. And to be honest with you, I think it goes to show when Motherwell put Aberdeen out, it was actually more of a shock than Motherwell put Rangers out. In my opinion, anyway.
Where I think the Rangers manager has got to do a job, if he's going to stay at the club, and I'm not here to get Rangers manager sacked or anything, man, because football's a very, very hard game, and I'm not here to do that. But he's got to walk into that dressing room, close the door, and look at every player and say, are you giving me your best 100%? And look them right in the eye, because there's a lot out there. And Derek's right, players don't go out not to try. But there's a lot of players out there not producing anything near what they could produce for the Rangers manager. And it's him that carries the can. But sometimes you've got to look at the players, because individually, they're not bad players, but they ain't working as a team.
But we're on for 2 hours here tomorrow night, Gordon. You, me, Derek.
Can't wait.
Until such time as someone comes on this programme and presents a cogent case for keeping Pedro Caixinha as Rangers manager, then I can only conclude that the vast majority of Rangers supporters have tonight lost faith in Pedro Caixinha, lost belief in his ability to carry the team forward, and are now cataloguing all of the things that he has done wrong and believe it is time for a change of manager.
Well, it's time to hear more from Bruno Alves. Very upset with Motherwell's approach to the game. Remember when we heard from him earlier, he was also asked about the physicality of Motherwell and of course the referee.
I'm not against they play physical long balls. This is their game, what they are doing, they work on this, you know. So, but we need to protect our players, you know. This is they work well, you know, in the game. I'm not taking they deserve, you know, because they score 2 goals and they defend quite well. So I'm just frustrated with what happens, you know, this kind of behaviors. You know, I think it's not acceptable, you know. I don't speak so much about the referees because it's difficult. It's a difficult job, you know. You need to also to be really sharp, you know, to take the decision. It's this fast decision, it's the moment, you know, but today's was too much for me.
I accept.
Welcome to Scotland.
Yeah, exactly. I accept this is not Portuguese football, but Bruno Alves now plays in Scotland, not Portugal. So you'll just have to get on with it.
And you also said earlier here that you felt Bruno Alves should have been sent off. So
yeah,
perhaps do you think that's selective on his part then? The criticism of the ref.
I think he goes on too much about the challenges. The challenge on Cardoso was ridiculous, and should have, you know, you can't have players coming off the park with their jersey bloodied and their noses broken and all the rest of it. So I accept that, but it does go on in all countries, and I think Bruno Alves goes on too much about that side of the game today. The bottom line is Motherwell deserve to win, and big players for Rangers didn't play. Why?
Gordon, what about this in terms of team selection? Because I think many people felt that the Rangers team actually picked itself today. Derek predicted it in the show yesterday. I think most of us would have been able to have a good go at it. We were led to believe by Pedro Caixinha, by the Rangers fans, that the game against St Johnstone was their best performance so far. Am I correct?
Yeah.
So would there not have been some value in trying to keep Jason Holt in the team? And again, listen, I'm not saying Jason Holt is the saviour all of a sudden. I'm just talking about if it's your best performance of the season, quite often you see an unchanged team.
Yeah, but who would you leave out?
Well, you criticised Ryan Jack very heavily.
Yes, I would. I think Ryan Jack's struggling in a Rangers jersey. Who you leave out, I was going to say, would certainly be number one candidate for me. I wouldn't even have him in a Rangers jersey as Peña. I would try and offload him as quick as I can. Where you would offload him to, I have no idea, because I don't know when they'd take him. I think Jason Holt gives you a bit of energy. You know, he goes forward. He's a forward-thinking player. He works very, very hard for you. But if you look at the Rangers bench, there's not a lot there that excites you, Gordon. You're sitting thinking, right, we go 1-0, Rangers go 1-0 down, and you're thinking, How are they going to change it? How are they going to make this game get back in the game? There was nothing there.
But even worse than that, Gordon, if he goes in, if he's got all the players in at Ibrox tomorrow, and I would imagine he would, he'll sit them down as you suggest. I think he will do that. And he's looking to play a game on Wednesday against Kilmarnock. And he's not happy the way his team played. He said that we were well beaten, we weren't up for it. He's got to make changes for Wednesday night. What has he got on that bench, Derek, to bring on that's going to strengthen them?
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying to you today. When he made his substitutions, you're sitting thinking, well, I ain't going to change anything. And that's why, and everybody's got their own opinion about Kenny Miller, that's why I think Kenny Miller still has a part
Absolutely.
To play.
Yeah.
Because he brings experience, he brings goals, and brings goals in important games.
I do want to squeeze one more caller in. John is in Rutherglen. Hi, John.
Hiya, guys. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah, good, you?
Well, not too good after the day's game, but I've got a couple of points. I mean, I think that Rangers need to go more British, and I think it's time that Pedro goes and Rangers try to get a British manager in. And when I say British, I'm not meaning like your usual candidates like Tommy Wright at St Johnstone or your Billy Davis. There's got to be somebody somewhere who might look at Rangers, a big massive club like Rangers, and go, you know what, I fancy getting up there and challenging Brendan and giving him a good challenge here. But first of all, what Rangers need to do is get rid of these imposters that are at this club. Your Penn, your Herrera, try and punt them back to whoever we bought them for. I know that might sound, I'm not a problem here, they're harder than it sounds, but that's what I think they need to do. And I don't have a name, but I just don't find that your usual suspect, if Pedro does go, it's going to be Tommy Wright, it's going to be Billy Davis, it's going to be Alec McLeish. I don't know if they should maybe just, Brendan's like the highest paid manager in Scotland. Could they maybe get somebody in that stature, I don't know, like a Pardew or somebody that they can guarantee him the money? I don't know.
Well, Alan Pardew's unemployed. If Rangers fancy the idea, they can always give him
Pedro
a call.
Pedro Caixinha's still the Rangers manager, so I'm always a bit wary of these types of conversations. But
also, just to go back to the point about the foreign players, John Nicola was quick to name the foreign players. Remember, Dorans is Scottish, and a big Rangers fan, we are led to believe. Ryan Jack is Scottish. They didn't turn up today either. So it's not just the foreign guys you have to look at.
I think there's something there's a barrier. They Dorans and Jack know what Scottish football are all about. Like this Peña Herrera, and maybe even Bruno Alves, if you might be thinking this is some sort of holiday camp, when they don't. But I think if you get the right manager in, Dorans and your Jack will start performing a bit better. That's just my opinion. That's just what I think. I think there's some sort of language barrier. You know what I mean? All this carry on about the Taliban's moving and the ducks barking. All this, what is all this?
To be fair, Hugh Keevans, there are a number of football teams all across the world who have players that speak different languages and perform just fine.
Yeah, of course. We have to get a sense of perspective here. And my take on it is that tonight is Pedro's watershed moment. And it's up to the Rangers board to come out and say, either we back him 100%, we still believe he's the right man, or else take some contrary form of action.
Okay, full time almost upon us, Hugh Keevans. Thanks to Gordon DL at Hampden. We'll send you on your way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can go now, Gordon.
Thank you. Long cheers, lads.
Very quickly, Hugh Keevans, just a sum today up for us.
For Motherwell, congratulations. You've taken out Aberdeen and Rangers. You now have a final against Celtic. I'm sure you must be delighted. And believe in yourselves as well. For Rangers, it's a disaster. For Pedro Caixinha, it's a personal disaster. It is a watershed moment. It is up to Dave King, who is at Hampden today, to lead his board into discussions. Do they still believe in Pedro Caixinha?
Okay, thanks to Hugh Keevans and Derek Johnson for joining me, Gordon Duncan, in the studio. Thanks to Gordon DL and Alison Conroy and all the team at the National Stadium. It finished 2-0 to Motherwell. Thanks to you all who got in touch on the phone lines and on Twitter. And as always, thanks for listening at home. The Big Top 40 is up next, and that means it's good night from us.
Gutted. Night-night.